This interview highlight package is brought to you by Sowetan Live.
How you guys doing?
Grateful. I think the first word I'll say is grateful. And then the other word I've been using is overwhelmed, just a bit overwhelmed. Like, we really didn't expect this response. You know, we're so thankful for, you know, the warm welcome. You know what I mean? We're so happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the reception that is talking about is both outside and inside the industry. I mean, we have our colleagues in the industry that we used to interact with.
Mm.
The amount of welcoming spirit that we're experiencing, be it we are at a radio station interview or places like that, the words that we get are exactly the same with our fans. So this experience that we're getting for granted, we really appreciate
every
moment of it. Yeah.
And you guys sound surprised by the reception. Why? Why is that the case? What were you worried about?
I think when you have a diamond that you pass by in your house all the time, you stop recognizing that you have a diamond in your house because you see it all the time. But for people who don't get to see it all the time, they see it as something special, as a diamond. So, you know, I'm with by myself. I'm with myself every day. I don't see myself the same way the public may. You know, so I don't have that perspective. And maybe I downplayed a little bit of maybe the impact that we had. I don't think we really understood. And you know, it's good for God to be able to give you a reminder. A genuine reminder too, not one that you're trying to make happen for yourself, but you know, something that you didn't expect to happen. God just reminds you that, hey, yeah, you were here and you were supposed to be here. This time we're just trying to live in the moment, not take it for granted, you know.
I got you. And for you, Tabo, I'm sorry, I'm gonna call you guys with the government names, okay? Is that fine?
Okay, no, that's fine. It's okay. That's fine.
And how's that reception been for you? Why were you taken aback?
On my side, I mean, we know there are cases where groups or artists plan to do a comeback. And you can observe it from afar. Maybe there's a campaign or something of that sort. And sometimes it doesn't go as planned, you know? So on our side, we were still, you know, toying around with the idea that, you know, we need to go back in the future. We need to go back in music and start performing. It was just a dialogue that we were having. So the video, when you look on it, the video that we dropped, where we're just talking, it was us just starting to have that conversation. So it was a start of just the introduction to say, oh, okay, we've been talking and let's have a conversation. So the response was a bit over what we had anticipated.
And
so we appreciate it, but it took us by surprise.
Yeah, and I must say, I contributed to the overwhelming response because when I saw the video, I'm like, oh my gosh. And I retweeted, I reposted it as well. I couldn't believe my eyes. But the biggest question I had was that, why now? Why in 2025? Why do you feel like it's time? Why did you guys feel like it's time to come back?
You know, everything has a reason and a season. I can't answer you on why exactly at this time. What I can say is we've been talking for maybe 3-4 years, just, you know, what it would feel like to come back. What would it mean for us if we were able to come back and record and, you know, perform again? How would that feel? I think what pushed us over the edge was the performance that we had at the Summer Awards last year. It was the first time we ever were together like that for a long time. I think it was from that performance where it started to push us into high gear. Like, okay, actually, maybe we should really start thinking about this. And then we, you know, we had a photo shoot maybe a month ago, which blew my mind. Cause then I'm like, oh, this is actually happening. We're really like getting photos. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a thing where we were like, okay, 2025, we're gonna do it. It just organically came together that way, you know, mm-hmm. honestly.
I got you.
Yeah.
And for you, Tabo, why do you think it took you guys this long? What were the hurdles? Because it seems like there were hurdles maybe that affected you guys getting here, you know, to where you guys are now today.
If I can just tell you one story out of many, you know?
Yes.
I think in 2022, there was a time I visited Zion. And he bought new gear for the studio. Mm-hmm. Then I took the old stuff that he was doing. I was like, you know what, let me take this and go play around with it and see. Maybe I'll make a song. We were just joking around. Nothing was planned.
Mm-hmm.
So I took them and went. But life happened. I didn't get around to even connect them and play around with them. Got busy. So that has been the theme. Life was just happening, and we were not anxious at all to get back, quote unquote, get back in the industry. Mm-hmm. It was just one day, probably it will happen. So mm-hmm. it just happens that things honestly aligned exactly like this year at this time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have a prior sit down and say, next year, this time, we are starting. It just happened.
It just happened.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say there were like roadblocks in the way. I think we just needed that refresh, reset time.
Mm-hmm.
Live, experience life, come back with new stories, new memories, you know.
Yeah. And the assumption that we have is that you guys in a way called it quits many years ago, and then maybe you guys didn't keep in touch, you know? So it sounds like you guys are still okay. Like you guys were still in touch all these many years, having this conversation of a reunion, and it only happened now. But like, have you guys been in touch, and how long have you been in touch? Does it mean that you guys stopped in? How has it been behind like the scenes without us seeing the connection or the relationship you guys have?
I mean, I'll just speak with the highlights, things that matter in this life.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is marriage, and I was there at Zion's Lobola negotiations. Mm-hmm. I was there with
him. He wasn't just there; he was the one negotiating.
I was negotiating. I was writing the notes. I was at the when we were doing the signing at the Home Affairs. It was me and my wife, the witnesses. So those are the stories that can tell you already that, I mean, Zion doesn't just wake up and say, hey, let me just call that guy that I used to do music with. We've been friends, brothers in the back, and that has never changed. So
it's clear to say there was no drama. There is none of that.
That's why we now having these discussions that we're having on camera, we will slowly just try to address some of the stuff that I think people wanted answers to.
Yeah.
We just chose to start with Liquidated, and it went well.
I like that. But 11 years is a long time, hey?
Yeah, it's a long time, but look how fast time goes by.
Yeah. And seeing that it's 11 years of... Back in the day, it was BBM, and you will see. So what does music look like for Liquid Deep in 2025?
I think a bit of the same of how it looked like back then. Like we were never confined or constricted to trends or, you know, things that are happening at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We always just wanted to explore and progress and expand whatever sound we're working on. So if you're expecting us to sound like how we sounded like 10 years ago, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but if you're willing to have an open heart and an open ear,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, come along the journey with us as we, you know, try to create some new stuff.
Yeah, because I mean, there's so many sounds of late, right? There's Afro beats that you guys can play with. There's also house, deep house, Afro tech. There's amapiano. There's all these sounds that
there's
you can.
There's everything.
Yeah. Are you planning on maybe collaborating with any of the musicians that are big right now on the charts as well, topping the charts?
I'd love to. I mean, there's a lot of great talent out there right now, but I don't want to collaborate with people just because of the buzz or the name that they have. Like, you know, we got to have a organic vibe that works, you know, for the music, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do it just because, you know, it's trendy, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And for you, Tabo, any person that you're eyeing that maybe you guys could collaborate with, or any sound that you might merge into, you know, or morph into, yeah.
I think what you can expect on our album is a mix. It's what, even though the sound is not going to be the same, but the approach is going to be the same. The approach has not changed. So what we can expect is us, if we're collaborating, it's going to be people from all walks of life. When I say life, I mean all different industries. So we're not going to say, okay, Mapiano is at the top. Let's look who's at the top of the top. And no, that's not the approach. Mm-hmm. It's just to see who do we vibe with, who do we connect with. I have people that I like. I mean, I buy their music online in the deep house scene, especially that I would like to perhaps one day do stuff with, but you know, you still need to meet people, connect with them, and we'll see how things pan out from there.
Yeah.
So yeah, people can expect, you know, curiosity. We are still curious when we go into the studio. Mm. We don't have a perfect formula as to like, this is what's gonna work. We go with, let's put our feelings out there, let's be vulnerable doing music, and we hope that the people are still going to connect with what we're going to do when the time comes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And guys, FOMO is a big thing. And maybe I would assume, right, there was a time where you guys felt like, hey, if only we were in the industry, we would maybe have a banger or maybe join the sound right now, you know? Was there a time that you felt like, hey, I wish I was in the industry right now and maybe producing or releasing music? Was there any time prior to this year? Was there a year that you felt like, hey, Liquid Deep could have been a part of it?
I mean, personally myself, I haven't stopped. So I haven't stopped releasing. But like I said, like, It's not the trend that gets me to want to put out music. It's the way the music makes me feel that gets me to want to put out music. It's the way a track makes me feel that gets me to put out music. But yeah, I carried on to put out music, and I think I'll still do it in the same capacity that I have been, just with my brother this time.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I like that you mentioned brother. Because it clearly does show, because back in the day we did see that union, we did see how tight you guys are, and it's so heartwarming to know that you guys are still as close, you guys still regard each other as brothers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is like
that. Yeah, and my second last question to you guys, with all this reaction, both negative and positive, speaking on the negative, how are you guys receiving the negative reaction towards your reunion, basically based on they took forever to reunite, or they took forever to come back, you know what I mean? Are they going to chart the are they going to top the charts again, you know? Are they going to release a song similar to BBM? Is there any pressure in that, in the negative or the naysayers comments and whatever they spread on social media?
It's just all part of the game. Like, we need those comments in order to forward the conversation. You know, if we don't have those comments, then there's no conversation, there's no debate. So we welcome that. We welcome those comments, just like we welcome the positive. But it's not going to take us off of our road, especially right now that we have this opportunity. It's not going to make us divert off of the way that we used to work, what's important to us, you know? But people are allowed to talk. We want them to talk. We want them to have opinions. We want them to be emotionally involved in what it is that we're doing, you know? But we won't digest it. We're not going to let it get into our mind, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just to, you know, when I'll just, if you're a parent and you have kids, you know, you have a relationship with them, but they have a right to say, I don't like this. And I'm not saying we are parents to their fans, but I'm just saying there should always be a space for someone to say, I'm no longer hungry. When people are trying to eat, like, I don't want the food. It's fine. We can't force feed people when they are full or when they are eating somewhere else. Let's say you came home, you ate the takeaway. Now we must now force you the meal, the pub. It's not going to be fair. So we need to really respect those who have a different opinion. And there are those who are going to be negative for the sake of being negative. And if you engage those, I mean, we know it's a waste of time, right? So, yeah, it's better just to be positive, but allow conversation. And if someone has a genuine thing that they're complaining about, it's always wise also to listen. Yes. And to try to hear what they're saying and to incorporate that in what you're doing. So, it needs discernment, and that's what we pray we get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are back in full effect. I'm excited. My very last question to you, what does the future look like for Liquid Deep? I hope you guys don't end up leaving us again, okay? That's one thing you shouldn't do. So the future has to be way different from what has happened like in the past 11 years. But what does the future look like for Liquid Deep? And yeah, you guys are performing as well at the Spring Fiesta. Are you guys excited about that?
I'll be there. I'm there performing with Kent and Gregor Salto.
Okay.
But we'll be at November 1st. We'll be at Hello Durban in Durban, Bloomfest November 15th, and then Zeke's Maioni show in Johannesburg on the 30th. But anyway, sorry, I got off of track. What was the question again? I'm sorry.
What does the future look like for Liquid Deep?
So I mean, how can I say? Tom will correct me if I'm wrong, bro, but like, I hope this isn't vague, but the future looks open. Like, we just want to be open and present. So the future is open and present. We just want the opportunity to create and share whatever it is that we're creating. Have dialogue. We want to have dialogue with our fans as well. But yeah, just openness, you know, and that's what comes to my mind. I don't know.
Yeah, I one of my favorite artists is Sade.
Okay.
So when I observe Sade, I mean, she doesn't even release every, she takes her time, you know? And there are artists also who are like her, who are just present, and it's like the fan base has accepted that that's how she operates. I'm not saying we're going to be releasing after all other years, but I'm just saying people can walk with you, especially those who understand, who connect with what you're doing. They understand, because putting a CD out there, it's like a child, you know? So other people have 15 kids, others have two, others have three. So it depends on the, you know, how the team want to carry the future out. So we'll see what happens, but what we can promise is that our energy is going to be the same. We are going to put positive messages out there that's going to carry people through, and ourselves through the music, through life experiences, as it has done. I mean, it's been a lot of years since we released music, but it's amazing to see how people connect with it. And when we look deep into why, you can see people created memories connected to the songs. And when we perform them, we are transporting them back there. So we are not taking this whole thing for granted, but we are also asking that people understand that this is life. There's no pressure. We're taking it easy. But yeah, we can have fun doing that.
We're not our Apple tape. You're gonna leave us again. Hey, don't do that. I'm trolling, I'm kidding. Well, Jonathan and Tawo, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm excited. Thank you. I wish this was in person. I actually wanted it to be in person, but it will happen the day we do speak in person. And yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Thank you so much for your time, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at Sowetan Live.